Good morning, crew.
I have an announcement to make.
Today is Thursday.
Welcome to our show.
I love this show.
Me too.
It's really, really funny.
Well, maybe not funny, haha, but certainly funny. Hee-hee.
It is Thursday.
If you want to change your image, you got to get your face out there on the radio.
What are you waiting for?
Are you adequately prepared to rock?
Wow.
Showtime.
Boston's greatest hits. 105.7 WROR. Here's Lauren and Wally.
Oh, my God. What a day we got coming up for you today. The Bruins win last night. It wasn't easy, was it, Hank?
No, it wasn't good looking through 40 minutes, but I tell you, it was an entertaining third period.
Unbelievable. Okay, we got that. The Red Sox won last night as well. The Celts coming up tonight.
Yeah.
So we'll take care of that. LB is very excited about this.
Yeah, and, really thrilled. I can't.
So we talk with Bob Ryan at 7:25 this morning. Got that coming up for you here. And this morning we got to talk about the Golden State Killer.
Oh yeah, it's awesome. Such great news. And I, you know, there's a book that I'm reading about it, and it's on the New York Times bestseller list. So I think a lot of people are reading about it. So we'll talk about that right after 7 because it's a fascinating case.
It's unbelievable. Okay, and then we got your dirty laundry, some great dirty laundry stuff coming up today. What are you going to start with on dirty laundry? Have you decided yet?
I feel like we need to touch upon Kanye West just a tad, and then we'll move on to something else.
Okay, that's coming up 7:45 this morning.
I will say that the commuters need to watch out. 93 South, there's a rolled over UPS van right in front of the Century Bank on the off-ramp to Mystic Ave, so that's kind of messing things up.
You'll recognize it's an overturned UPS truck because it says oops on the side, right? So that kind of makes sense.
You know,
okay.
You're right.
Okay, and don't forget we're going to be playing Win a Grand in 60 Seconds. All of this is coming. The first, let's see, we're playing Win a Grand in 60 Seconds coming up in just 10 minutes right here at WROR.
105.7 WROR, The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Ladies and gentlemen, our player is ready to play this morning. Her name is Jill Fishman. She is from Wellesley, Massachusetts.
Wellesley.
She works at Brigham and Women's Hospital, where she's involved in the Cardio Innovation Unit. Good morning, and welcome to the Lauren and Wally Morning Program. How are you doing today, Jill?
Good morning, everyone. I'm pretty good. How are you all?
Well, thank you. Are you feeling very confident and comfortable this morning?
You know what? No time like the present.
No time
I
like
love
the present.
Wellesley. I love the center of town. I love that cheese
like your attitude.
Shop.
Oh, yes.
Isn't it so good?
You ever go,
the line of Thanksgiving is
crazy. I know. I've been there. It smells a little bit, but that's okay. I'm willing to push
through. You ever buy
any
nice outfits at Irresistibles?
You know, I used to shop there when I was a kid growing up, but it's changed quite appreciably since then.
Okay, I know.
Just checking. No. Enough of the chit-chat. Let's get right down to the business. Here's what's going to happen to you, Jill. In the next 60 seconds plus, LBF is going to ask you 10 questions. You'll hear a ticker in the background. There'll be a buzzer at the end of 60 seconds. If you can get all the correct answers in within 60 seconds, we hand you a $1,000 bill. At any point in the game when you feel like you don't know an answer, immediately say pass, move on. Leftover time, we'll go back to those answers. Good luck. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Thank you.
Here we go, everybody. 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay, who is the head coach of the New England Patriots?
Bill Belichick.
Okay, Gru's minions are characters who first appeared in what animated movie?
Despicable Me.
How many $5 bills would you need to make $1,000?
Oh, good Lord in heaven. 200.
What is the only mammal capable of true flight?
Pass.
What is hotter, the center of the earth or the surface of the sun?
The center of the earth.
What actor played Dylan McKay on Beverly Hills 90210?
Not Jason Priestley, the other one. Pass.
Okay, who wrote the Harry Potter book series?
J.K. Rowling.
Well, cumulus is a type of what?
Cloud.
What is Super Mario's brother's name?
Mr. Mario.
Name the capital city of Washington State.
Yeah. Pass.
Okay, we're going back to who played Dylan McKay on Beverly Hills.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You were so good.
Time is up.
I should know that.
Hey, you were rolling. You were rolling pretty good there. As a matter of fact, let me see. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of those correct. And let's do a review, LB.
Okay. Person who played Dylan McKay on Beverly Hills 90210, Luke Perry.
Oh, yeah.
Cumulus is a... Oh, you got that one. The Super Mario's brother's name is Luigi. And the capital city of Washington State is Olympia.
And the mammal that can fly is a bat.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, okay. Did not know that one at all.
Hey, got a consolation prize for you. You like it. Pair of tickets to the Sticks with Joan Jett. It's all going to be coming in on June 27th, Blue Hills Bank Pavilion. Tickets are on sale now, LiveNation.com. Enjoy the show. Thanks for being a member of the Nation. Have a fabulous day, and say hello to all the wonderful people over Brigham and Women's, okay?
Thank you. Have a fantastic day, guys.
Be proud of yourself. You did awesome.
Yeah, you did well.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, everybody, it's 6:20. Let's get your men from Maine on the radio this morning.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Lem runs into Evis at $3 Dewey's when he hears the shocking news.
Oh boy, I got some bad news yesterday.
Oh my God, what is it?
Effie's only got 24 hours to live.
Oh jeez, what you gonna do?
Well, I'm not sure, but I know one thing.
What's that?
There's no way I'm paying that ransom.
Join us for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Yeah.
Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR. The Lorne and Wally Show.
So they got this really, really weird thing going on at the University of Utah. This is your tuition dollars worth. At the library at the University of Utah, they have installed in the library for students who are studying, you know, midterms, finals, and all that sort of thing, a crying room. This is a room where you go and cry when you get stressed out over over schoolwork.
It's not schoolwork. I mean, life is life, and to get stressed out about anything, there are lots of reasons to cry. I can think about 50 right off the top of my head right now.
Parents probably want to go cry in that room just after they pay the tuition.
Right, you want, look at me. I come in with red eyes every day.
It's not a, it's not, the university didn't do it. It's an art student who did it. And you go in, you're only allowed to spend like 10 minutes there, and there's stuffed animals, and you could just cry your eyes out for 10 minutes and then close the door and shut off the lights and go about your business. I think it's a fabulous idea. I think that, you know, much like the way that places evolve, like you have, like, you know, no one used to have a master bath or a double sink. This should be part of the of what we live in.
Oh, so like we could be watching like House Hunters 2035 and going, like, you know, we were hoping we'd have a larger crying room.
Can you imagine that? Like, seriously, it's so perfect.
Really?
You walk into the crying room. Yep. My idea, like a perfect, and there should be definitely ones at work. Especially this place of business. I mean, the soundproof room is not enough. I need to walk
windows,
into a room.
That's why.
Yes. With windowless room with stuffed animals, maybe like a little bit of like, you know, I don't know, some scent that makes me feel like I'm at a spa. A bunch of hang in there kitty posters.
Yeah.
And then
right.
Just go for it for 10 minutes. You need tissues and probably a little bit of a mask to get the red off and then move on.
You know what might be a great idea?
What?
Personal pods. Where you rent, it's just, you're very few places where you can go and just be by yourself.
Yeah.
So you could go to your personal pod, you know, you arrange a time when you're going to go by, and then you rent it, and you're just there by yourself.
Can you cry in it?
Because that's do whatever what
I
you
think
want.
I really like. I like the idea of a Yeah, no, I
you
like.
You can do
the
anything
idea.
You want. I don't know.
I don't
if
want that.
Yeah, you don't want to be in it.
I think a designated cry area is just a great idea. Too often we retreat to the ladies' room where we have to just go into a stall and. You know,
that's
cry.
Where I go.
Yeah.
And who can blame you?
Anyway, I hope it sweeps the nation.
Okay, that explains
you,
a lot.
You don't,
doesn't
it? Think it? You don't? You think it's ridiculous?
Yeah, I think it's. You know, hey, you know, if we all, who's going to suck it up when the times get tough? You know, you got to be.
If everybody's crying, then no one's going to be like being mean. Like if everybody's in their crying room, then. No one has to suck
listen,
it up.
Listen, after the second period of the Bruins game last night, I was on the verge of a breakdown.
You were in the crying room. Yeah, I could
understand. I felt
what
awful.
You're
I was weeping.
You need to get it out, and then you feel better.
Get it out and get it
it's
over
all
with.
Good.
Okay,
instead of repressing like you do, Lauren.
Well, no, in, you know, in other times they had you like in school, in college, you when you a lot of pressure, you had other ways to deal with it. You know, you'd like step outside, spark one up, and throw the frisbee around for a couple of hours.
Right.
That's true.
University of Colorado's got a great class.
Yes,
like
they do. I think it's a major, as a matter of fact. And coming up at 6:45 this morning. The Bruins game was, I mean, you thought, man, it's over last night. Amazing comeback in the third period.
They were oozing black and gold from the Spoked Bee last night.
It was amazing. We got all that coming up for you this morning. In the meantime,
the Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Extremely active time of the year right here in the Hub, ladies and gentlemen, because we got the Bruins in the playoffs. We got the Celtics in the playoffs. Red Sox off to the best start in the franchise history. And Brian Bell is beside himself because now he's falling behind on his TV binge watching.
My DVR is just so full right now because we're watching all these amazing playoff games.
Yeah.
It's awful.
I know. It's tough. It's tough to choose. Luckily, I don't have to. I'm having the best week of my life because all my sports are on every single night. Every single night, I have a Bravo show that I can't. It's unbelievable.
Really?
Watch what happens live on Sunday night. Monday night, Vanderpump Rules. Tuesday night, Beverly Hills Housewives Reunion. Wednesday night, it's New York Housewives. And then Thursday night, it's Southern Charm. I can't. It's the best week ever.
Well, during the third period last night, the TV switched over to ABC because my wife was recording two shows at once.
Oh, my God.
You can't watch a third.
You must have gone out of your mind.
Did you flip out?
Did I flip out? I immediately canceled both of those shows.
Oh, you're kidding me. That makes me so angry when Dave does
that. Talking about game seven of the Bruins and the Leafs.
No, you have to choose. I hate it when
I did choose.
Because you have to choose on which one you won't record, and it's awful. Like
I immediately hit cancel on both.
On both? That's mean. That's just aggressive.
Well,
I didn't have time. It was...
Speaking of that happening, wow.
Bruins looked awful through 40 minutes. They trailed 4-3, but rookie Jake DeBrusk scored two goals, including the game winner in the third period. The Bruins rallied to beat the Leafs 7-4 last night at the Garden. They advanced to base Tampa Bay. Bees trailed 4-3 after two. Torrey Krug scored tied it early in the third with a goal, paving the way for some rookie heroics.
Here's Jake DeBrusk accelerating, cuts in.
Wow.
That's since Jack Edwards. Hopefully they have him harnessed into the booth next to Brick.
I know.
I mean, they showed some video of him. The theatrics, physically, by Jack Edwards is unbelievable to watch. Bruins top line of Bergeron, Marchand, and Pastrnak, three goals and four assists. They each had a goal. Tuukka wasn't great, but he was spotless in the third. Game one against the Lightning Saturday in Tampa. Celtics can wrap up their series with the Bucks. Game six tonight in Milwaukee. Tip off at 8 o'clock, but the home team has won the first five games. Mookie Betts, he did it again. Blasted two home runs, including a leadoff. That's his third game this year. He's led off with a home run. It included a two-run shot in the top of the seventh. Sox came back to beat the Jays 4-3 in Toronto. Eduardo Rodriguez pitched into the seventh for the win. Craig Kimbrell nailed down the save in the ninth. Sox snapped their three-game losing streak. Sox and Jays wrap it up tonight. Chris Sale against Marco Estrada. And the NFL draft is tonight. The Patriots have two first-round picks at 23 and 31. There's talk about them trying to trade those and move up in the draft to get a quarterback. Cleveland, the Browns, 0-16 last year, they own the top pick.
And we will talk with Bob Ryan, Mr. Everything, at 7:25 this morning. In the meantime, the Brian Bell Buster is coming up next.
Yep, it's Kevin's birthday. His wife, Abby, wanted to mess with him, so she's already signed the kids up for camp. So I called Kevin to tell him about the new sport they're playing.
We're going to be playing Focker this year.
Focker?
Focker.
How does that even work?
Well, you know, we're trying to take the safest parts of the sports. It'll be like a soccer uniform, but all the kids will be wearing football helmets.
That's a little weird. I've never heard of anything like that.
But, you know, safety's number one.
Well, yeah, but we're actually spending money to send them to a camp so they can work on their skills in soccer and football.
Well, they'll be very good at Focker by the end of the summer.
We're seeing sport we ain't never seen before, kids.
The Lauren and Wally Show.
Holy
105.7 WROR. The Brian Bell Buster. Mornings on the 50s. The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
So Abby wants to get her husband, Kevin, Brian Bell Buster, for his birthday. And she's already signed the kids up for camp. And it's all taken care of. So we called Kevin with one of the new sports they're playing at camp these days, Focker.
Hello?
Hi, trying to reach Ryan and Jason's parents.
This is Kevin.
Hi, Kevin. This is David Beckham from East Mail Camps.
Hey, David. How are you, sir?
Good, thanks. We've got your application. Your check's cleared. You're all set for camp, but we just wanted to send out another form for you.
That's fine, yeah. Just shoot it on over to me.
Yeah, because I know it looks like your boys were signed up. One was signed up for soccer. One was signed up for football. A little bit of an issue this year.
How so?
Well, kind of not enough kids are signing up for football with some of the safety issues. We're trying to make the sports
you know, safe for the kids this year.
I can see where you're coming from on that. It's disappointing, but what can you do?
Well, what we've done is we've taken kind of the safest elements from soccer and football, and we're kind of combining both groups together, and we're going to be playing Focker this year.
Focker?
Focker, yeah. It's like football and soccer kind of put together.
How does that even work?
Well, you know, we're trying to take the safest parts of the sports. Concussions are a big problem in soccer and football, so what we're going to do is kind of combine them, and it'll be like a soccer uniform, but all the kids will be wearing football helmets to play.
That's a little weird. I've never heard of anything like
yeah.
that.
But, you know, safety's number one. There's a lot of more formations, kind of like football, and they move the ball along. And instead of goals, like in soccer, where, you know, the goalie is really at risk because they're, you know, humming the ball right there, kicking the ball right at the poor kid in goal, you know. So what we've done is we're taking the existing football goalposts, and they're elevated. So there's a net up in between them, up really high, so the kids have to kick it up into the net. It's kind of like Quidditch almost.
I don't know what that is.
That's a Harry Potter thing. The game's a wizard's play. It's okay. And so the goalie doesn't have the ball coming right at him, but they'll have like a big stick to try to get the ball out of the goal there.
Well, that seems dangerous on its own.
Like, no, it's a padded stick. And then really the goalie's kind of the only one in front, like in the end zone for football. You know, but this is Focker. So it's very similar to the field on football. So once they're trying to kick the ball up high, so it's not going right at the goalie's head, you know?
That's odd. I mean, you know, we're sending them there.
It's innovative.
Soccer, football.
It's innovative and it's safer for the kids, you know?
Well, yeah, but we're actually spending money to send them to a camp so they can work on their skills in soccer and football so they can be better when they play them in league.
Well, they'll be very good at Focker by the end of the summer.
Yeah, but there's no Focker leagues.
Well, I'm sure they're coming. They're coming down the pike, I'm sure. Very, you know, it'll catch on.
I hate to be contrary, but I don't think that's the case.
You don't think they'll be?
I think football is going to stick around for a while. So soccer. Soccer's been around forever. I'm befuddled right now.
Well, that's a good thing we already have your check then.
What?
I know your wife signed up the kids for camps already, right? Do you, you're all set? Abby signed everybody up for camp?
Yeah, but I'm going to, if that's the case, I'm going to talk to her, but we might want a refund. That's kind of ridiculous.
I don't think we need a refund. I mean, you know, once you see those little Fockers out there, it's going to be really, really heartwarming.
I don't know, man. I'm going to talk to Abby. We're going to see if we can get her money back.
Yeah, you know, you could also talk to her about calling WROR to get you a Brian Bellbuster for your birthday.
Oh, man. I can't believe it.
Yeah, she let us know. She took care of all the camps. She just thought it'd be fun to mess with her for your birthday.
Oh, man. No, you got me pretty good. I was like, what, Focker? That's not a what? You had me going, man. Great birthday gift.
Well, Kevin, thanks for listening to the Lorne and Wally Show, and you can get Abby back on her birthday, okay?
I sure will, man.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lorne and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.
So, basically, you murdered somebody 40 years ago. You figure, okay, they're not going to catch me now. I've gotten away with it. Not so fast.
No, so, okay. This is crazy. It's like about a dead author, a comedian who's famous, and a serial killer, and how the Golden State Killer was caught after 40 years. Okay, so here's the thing. I've been reading the New York Times bestseller, I'll Be Gone in the Dark, One Woman's Obsessive Search for the Golden State Killer. It's I like serial killer books. I know it's weird, but whatever. Yeah. I do. And, you know, it's like it's mystery. It's like CSI. And Michelle McNamara was married to Patton Oswalt. He's a comedian.
Yes.
He's a Ratatouille and all this other stuff. And she died 2 years ago, actually, almost 2 years and 5 days ago. And while meanwhile, she was working on a book, was three quarters of the way done. Excuse me. Called, and it was about the Golden State Kid. She was obsessed with this, absolutely obsessed. Well, she dies. Patton Oswalt and a friend decide to publish the book. I'm reading it. And then I'm sitting alone reading this book yesterday, and I get a tweet on my phone that says they've caught the Golden State Killer after almost 40 years. And Patton Oswalt, inexplicably, was on Seth Meyers last night, already scheduled, and this is what he had to say about the whole thing.
I've been awake since 3 a.m.
Yeah.
So I don't know how this segment's going to go. But my late wife, Michelle McNamara, as you know, was a a true crime writer, true crime journalist, investigative reporter. And she, when she passed away, she was nearly done, three-fourths done, with a book.
Yep, got it right here.
Called I'll Be Gone in the Dark, about California's worst uncaught serial killer, who she dubbed the Golden State Killer. He was responsible for 12 murders, 50 rapes over like a decade, had gone uncaught for 42 years. She did all this research. And this morning, I start getting texts and alerts. They arrested him today. He is in jail.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. It's unbelievable, the fact that so many people are reading this book, and then in real time, he gets arrested. Okay, so he's 72 years old. His name's J.J. D'Angelo. He was a former police officer. And now, you know, it's funny. I'm at the part in the book where they're like, this guy might be a police officer because he always knows when we're staking out a place and goes to an area that's close, but not in the area. But he was a police officer for a couple of years, and he was caught stealing, like, dog mace and, like, something else weird. But he just quit. It was the 70s. They didn't follow up. And then he's been living in the Sacramento area for all this time. All this time. Apparently, his neighbors thought he was really weird and had a very quick temper and was kind of strange. But other than that, just an old guy living with a boat in his driveway like everybody else. And the thing is that Michelle McNamara, all she wanted was to have this guy caught. And Patton talks about how, you know, the police really aren't saying, oh, it's because of the book that we caught him. They're like, it's DNA evidence.
Yeah, but, and they're like, oh, you know, hey, it's a cold case. We work them all.
Is that she dubbed him the Golden State Killer. That's what they're calling him. And then the renewed interest had this all happen, and this is what Patton had to say.
J.J. D'Angelo, he was a former policeman from Auburn, right near the Sacramento area where the rapes first started. Her book and the article that led to the book really amped up all the interest in the case and really put a lot of focus on this. Not to discredit the work that the police and the lab technicians did, but it was her dream. She didn't care about, she always said, I don't care about credit. I want to know that he's in jail. And now he's caught. The bracelets are on, and it feels like this thing that she wanted so badly is now done. Like, it just
feels amazing.
It's amazing. You have to go get the book.
Pretty cool.
And you know what? I really love, like, I mean, it's very sad that Michelle McNamara died in the midst of writing this book. And it's very sad that there was a serial killer out there doing this. But if you could have, like, sort of a good ending to a bad situation, this is it. He's been caught, and there's a lot. It's just, it's amazing. Got to read the book.
Okay,
called,
check it out.
It's called, what's it called again?
I'll Be
it's
Gone
called,
in the Dark.
I'll Be Gone in the Dark. Okay, yeah, you can get it right now. Okay. Coming up next, we've got your 720 Men from Maine, everybody. Oh, Ephus calls Doc Sider. Another problem. Can't be good when Ephus and Heavy call Doc Sider. Find out what's happening. Bob Ryan at 725 this morning.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, everybody, let's get you right to your Men from Maine episode. More trouble for Effie and Ephus with the doctors. Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Effie calls Doc Sider with a problem.
Hello, Doc Sider here.
Doc Sider, this is Effie, and I got a problem.
Oh, what is it, Effie?
Well, you know that new batch of Viagra pills you prescribed for Ephus?
Yeah.
I don't think they're working as good as the last ones you gave him.
Oh, really? Well, when did you first notice the problem?
Four times last night and twice this morning.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Yeah.
Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
More Lorne and Wally now on 105.7 WROR.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the world's foremost authority on everything you could possibly imagine. The dean of sports writers, Bob Ryan, is on the air. Good morning, Bobby. How are you doing today?
They're playing our songs.
Yes, indeed.
Yes.
Well, Bob. First, we got to start with the Bruins. Incredible last night.
Wow, what a wild game. Boy, that's the seventh game, isn't it?
And that is the seventh game.
Tremendously, the first action-packed first period, and then that flurry, you're down 4-3, and then bang, and, you know, blink an eye, and you're up 5-4, and some wonderful plays, and some not-so-wonderful plays. It was a spectacle is what it was.
Yeah.
And it would have been a terrible thing to have not held on to that 3-1 series lead, but, hey, they did. And moving on now.
Okay, and how do you feel about moving on?
I feel good about this team. I feel the same way I felt about this team as I felt when it started. They're capable of going a long way. They're capable. They're not entirely reliable, but they're lovable, and they're capable. They're spunky. We've got some truly great players. That first line is an outstanding line. I feel real good about them. And, you know, I think Tuca, ultimately the goal he has to bring is A or A-plus game if you're going to win the Stanley Cup. And so far he's been B-plus. He's got to get up to that A level.
Bob, the amazing thing is they have so many young players.
Young. That's the great thread, the uniting thread between themselves and the other team in winter, our winter boys, is that the future is just dazzling. Yes, they're young and talented. And think about, even more depth. Ryan Donato is going to be a big factor in this as time goes on. So, yes, it's really encouraging to think that they're so good and so young.
Shift gears.
All right, Celtics tonight. Bob, Brad Stevens made some changes to the starting lineup, and it really seemed to shut down the Greek Freak. What do you think about tonight?
Well, I don't think you can count on that when he gets back home. You know, he's going to have a big game. So just figure him for 30 as over-under, okay?
Well, yeah. Well,
all right, that doesn't mean you can't win. Here's the big difference. Look, you can talk about Al Horford had a terrific game the other night, yes. The difference was Marcus Smart. And we talk often about non-box score contributions. That was the epitome of non-box score contributions. Now, for example, there's a category. He leads the NBA in one category and one only. You ready to know what it is? Most interceptions of alley-oop passes intended for 7-foot Greeks.
Okay, that's an unusual stat. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, that stat is not ordinarily cited, but he leads the league in that category. He makes plays that no one else makes. The other team always has to worry about where is he, what's he going to do. I call him a junkyard dog player.
Yep.
And you can't categorize him, and they missed him badly, and now he's
That was the game they really needed him too. That was a chippy game. You think it's going to be that chippy tonight?
Yes. You got that Eric Bledsoe with his big mouth and
attitude.
And Marcus Smart just changes the equation. I'm so happy to have him back.
Nice. Okay, and the NFL draft is tonight. Do you have any prediction? Of course, Gronk is back in the fold, so did that change anything?
Well, I think that it's nice of them to let them know on the eve of the draft that they don't have to draft a tight end. That's for sure. The one thing, prediction I'll make is that he'll make a move, the coach. He just can't. It's like a compulsion on draft day. He's got to trade. He's got to maneuver and get multiple picks and trade down and trade sideways and trade inside out. But I think that's the fun part for us. But obviously, in terms of need, we all know the biggest need is a tackle to replace Nate Solder, a left tackle. And there's a kid named McGlinchey at Notre Dame that they're talking about. That if they go that route, keep the name in mind, McGlinchey. Which is like too good to be. Already the L Street Pub has got a stool ready for him,
Yeah, exactly.
And so that'd be great. But
is there a QB that you think they might take somewhere?
Yeah, well, that kid Laletta at Richmond, and talking about, of course, the big X factor for not just them but for anybody is Lamar Jackson.
Right.
And there's a lot of buzz about people really, really being intrigued with him, and he's such a spectacular athlete. The closest thing to Michael Vick that's come along, and he was, in fact, they did look at him, and supposedly the Bills is very intrigued with him. I don't know. There's no prediction. There's no yesterday for prediction. No, there's not possible. The only prediction I'll make is I think there'll be at least one deal.
Do you think they're worried about running the risk of annoying Tom Brady with that pick?
That's a whole other topic we'll get to at another date.
Yes, and do you have any shameless plugs for us?
I'll get my around the horn, clear your calendar either next Monday or Tuesday. I'll be on Around the Horn. I get the schedule later today.
Okay, okay.
And, we'll of course, you have 39 Bob Ryan Boston podcasts out there you can access at any time.
Unbelievable. Yes, he is. Okay. Hey, have a good one. We'll talk to you next week,
bye-bye.
Man. Okay, in the meantime, it's time to talk to you about getting a better night's sleep. We have exactly what you need.
Oh, my gosh, it's my amazing Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed. They're so smart, they respond to your every movement and automatically adjust to you. The great news is Sleep Number is introducing even more of these innovative beds, and their latest smart beds are even more comfortably priced. My Sleep Number is 75. Dave's is a 60. Hank, what about you?
My Sleep Number is 75. My wife Pam is a 65. And so many couples disagree on mattress firmness. So Sleep Number beds, They let you choose your ideal firmness on each side so it's just right for the both of you. You can actually feel how it contours to your neck and your shoulders, your back and your hips, relieving pressure points for more proper spinal alignment. There's even an adjustment for snoring. How great is that?
Going now to see the latest Sleep Number 360 smart beds with introductory savings up to $300 plus special financing. Just ask the Sleep Number store for details. Find Sleep Number beds at sleepnumber.com or at a Sleep Number store near you, including
the Milbury Shops at Blackstone Valley in Dedham across from Legacy Place, the North Shore Mall in Peabody, and the Pheasant Lane Mall in Nashua, New Hampshire. And please tell them LBF and Hank Morris sent you.
We got your dirty laundry coming up in just minutes right here, WRR.
Fleetwood Mac, they speak about the Lindsay Buckingham drama.
Okay, this is 745 Dirty Laundry update. What are we going to start this morning?
Oh, gosh. Dirty Laundry today brought to you by Neighborhood Health Plan. It has everything. Pervy guys looking for a comeback, a voice judge throwing shade at an ex, a sequel to an awesome movie. But first, Fleetwood Mac. They dumped Lindsay Buckingham, and now Mick speaks. He was on TV, and this is what he had to say about the breakup.
It became just a huge impasse and hit a brick wall where we decided that we had to part company. Lindsay has huge amounts of respect and kudos to what he's done within the ranks of Fleetwood Mac, and always will. But it's like a marriage that came to an end, and there are reasons why. And as a band, we needed to move on, and we have.
They sure have. They've moved on without him because Lindsay Buckingham is going to be, I don't know, like hanging out at his house while Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers guitarist Mike Campbell and Crowded House singer Neil Finn they're going to be taking his place. Stevie Nicks actually said they're planning on playing songs from the band's entire career, which will open up things a bit because she said before they dumped Lindsay, certain people in the band weren't interested in playing anything prior to 1975.
Really?
Play the
really?
Hits.
Really?
Wow. Lindsay.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay, and by the way, they will be at the Garden coming up on
2019.
Yeah, 2019.
Tickets go on sale next week, though.
Yeah,
I know, that is just, I can't plan that far ahead.
Info at WRR.com.
Awesome.
There you go.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, pervy guys wanting a comeback, hashtag too soon.
Get a load
Charlie
of this.
Rose is planning a show for people who've been toppled by the hashtag Me Too movement.
Can you imagine?
He needs to slow his roll.
Wow.
I mean, I know, you know, he's old, he's got one foot in the grave and another on a banana peel, but let's not rush these things. Let it sit for a while. Tina Brown, apparently, she's the editor for Vanity Fair, said she was approached to produce a show where Rose interviews other guys who got caught mistreating women like Matt Lauer and Louis C.K. Are they going to have it in a locker room? I mean, what the heck?
Well, the sad thing is there's so many episodes they could do.
They could do two years nonstop, another one every day.
A lot of space on your DVR. Yeah. Okay, what voice judge threw shade at their ex?
I don't know.
Oh my
who.
Gosh, could it be? Well, Kelly Clarkson's married. Anyway, it's Blake Shelton. Blake.
Oh, that's who I thought.
Oh, really?
Blake tweeted this out the other day. Been taking the high road for a long time. I almost gave up, but I can finally see something on the horizon up there. Wait, could it be? Yep, it's karma. This is in reference to Miranda Lambert breaking up with her old boyfriend, Anderson East, by cheating on him with Evan Felker of the Turnpike Troubadours, who broke up with his wife.
Oh, da-da-da-da-da-da.
Well, now, by taking the high road,
that's by taking a detour.
Taking the high road really? Is ignoring the whole thing. Apparently, Miranda Lambert cheated on Blake Shelton,
and that's why they
broke up. And I don't understand it because I think Blake is a tall drink of water, but I do love Miranda Lambert as well. Anyway, he should just be happy with Gwen Stefani and stop tweeting about
karma. Take the high road, keep your mouth shut.
They should just, you know, each write songs about it and move along.
Exactly.
That's right. Do a Taylor
that's
Swift.
That's what you do. And finally, A Quiet Place, killing it at the movie theater. Guess what? But what happens when you make $132 million in like 3 weeks? A sequel. In fact, so funny, when I saw A Quiet Place, at the end of the movie, the last scene, like before the black screen, is like it's rife with sequel material. It's perfect. I can't wait. I want to see it again. I love this movie so much. And if you're afraid of horror movies, it's NBD. No big deal. It's just
they don't
kind
have
of a scary
show
alien.
Out at you or
no,
like
they
that.
Do, yep. but like it's okay.
Until,
it's okay.
Until A Quieter Place
that's
comes.
Right.
Yes,
that's
exactly.
going to be really bad.
We're talking Really Quiet is the name of the sequel.
105.7 WROR, The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's meet our contestant this morning. Our player comes to us from West Roxbury, Massachusetts. She just happens to be a service rep for Verizon. Her name is Mary Glenn. Good morning, Mary, and welcome to the Lorne and Wally Morning Show. How are you doing this morning?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Now, you understand what's going to be happening here, I assume, that LB is going to take 60 seconds to ask you 10 questions. If you can answer all of those 10 questions correctly within 60 seconds, you're going to win $1,000 in cash.
Yeah.
Okay, now if you come to a question that you're not sure of, immediately say pass, move on. At the end, if we have time left over, we go back and pick those up. You understand all of that?
Yep, sure do.
And you work for Verizon? Number
yes,
two is going to be super easy for you.
Oh, I hope so.
Oh, good.
Everybody's set. So here we go. 3, 2, 1, go.
In the nursery rhyme, why did Jack and Jill go up the hill? Why did they go?
To fetch a pail of water.
On a touch tone phone, what key has the letter S on it?
Oh, why did you think they, T.
True or false?
Oh, sorry, 9.
True or false? A dentist was the first person to add sugar to chewing gum.
False.
Who is the captain of the Bruins?
Pass.
What is the company GoPro known for making?
Windows.
What Led Zeppelin song features the lyric, I got a little woman and she won't be true?
Pass.
At what store would you purchase Kirkland signature products?
Home Depot.
In The Simpsons, what's the name of the bar where Homer hangs out?
Pass.
How many ounces are in a pound?
16.
How many times has Jennifer Lawrence won the Academy Award for Best Actress?
3.
Okay. Oh.
Time is up. Time is up.
Wow. You I got jinxed you with number two.
Okay, you got to 9 of them, and you had 2 correct.
No, she got through them all. I think she got through them all,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, she got through them all.
Oh, boy.
All right, that's okay. Let's tell you what you got wrong so you can learn from your mistakes. On a touchstone phone.
So don't let this happen next time. Okay.
I'm just really nervous.
Review.
Isn't it?
Review.
It's so stressful. You think you're nervous. I'm super nervous. On a touchstone phone, what key has the letter S on it? 7. It is true that a dentist was the first person to add sugar to chewing gum. Great business plan, by the way. Wow. The captain of the Bruins is Zdeno Chara. I didn't even know that. The company known GoPro is known for making is they make cameras. And the Led Zeppelin song features the featuring the lyric, I got a little woman and she won't be true. Hey, hey, what can I do? Costco is where you can get Kirkland signature products. Moe's is where Homer hangs out in The Simpsons. And Jennifer Lawrence has won the Academy Award just one time for Best Actress.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Okay.
But however, that's okay.
No problem, because we have a consolation prize.
See?
You're going to enjoy
you
this
win.
A great deal.
Yeah.
You're going to see Styx along with Joan Jett. And it's going to be a great concert coming up June 27, Blue Hills Bank Pavilion. Tickets are on sale now at LiveNation.com. And anybody else, now, if you think you got what it takes to face the challenge, win a grand in 60 seconds, log on to WRR.com. Good luck, and we'll let you know if you get a chance to play. Hey, have a great day. Thanks for playing this morning, okay?
Thank you very much.
Okay. Well, everybody, it is time for 3 things you need to know today. And this is really random stuff today. And
no, it's not random, actually. It's very important.
Well, it's true. But it is kind of random. I mean, it's important. It's randomly important. And then could I start things with... The greatest internship of the summer. This
Go
is coming
ahead.
Up for next summer. I think this is, and Hank alerted me to this yesterday. This is from Harley Davidson, and they're looking for paid interns to ride around all summer on Harley Davidson motorcycles and then post about it on social media. And then the coolest part is, when summer's over and the job ends, you get to keep your motorcycle.
How great is that?
Is that a summer
That's
internship
cool.
or what?
Yeah, I wouldn't allow it. No, I wouldn't allow it. No.
What?
You get your kid, you get a kid a motorcycle for his last birthday. That's what I say.
I thought you'd love it because you get to wear
That's
a helmet.
I am. Hashtag no fun. Hashtag fun sponge. That's me. I suck up all the fun.
Boy, okay.
Okay. Okay, fun sucker. What's next?
All right. So, okay, here we go. Listen, if these 3 things are happening to you, you're doing this too much. You ready?
Okay.
Your skin wrinkly, blotchy, and your pores the size of the Grand Canyon.
Yep.
Okay. Are you sad a lot? You sad? Like, just okay. like sadness sort of overwhelms you.
Okay, your skin's all screwed up and you're sad.
And you're sick. I mean, not like sick in the head, like, you know,
like
but
sick
like
a lot.
Sick, like, you know, sneezing and coughing and fighting off colds and infections.
Yeah,
and
yeah, yeah.
Developing pneumonia.
Yeah. Okay. So, what are you doing too much?
You're drinking too much.
You should be in the hospital.
I am not in the hospital. I'm Superwoman. I have a cape. Yeah, apparently. I mean, drinking causes a lot of bad things. Like they say, it increases your risk of cancer and high blood pressure and all these other things. And it also can cause gum disease, which is pretty gross, but whatever. But the fact of the matter is that these weird things happen to you when you drink too much. Now, if you're sick a lot because it suppresses your immune system, the alcohol, it messes up your liver, and that's, you know, basically takes care of all the poison in your body.
Right. Yeah, yeah,
you're
yeah,
sad
yeah.
a lot. This is so fascinating to me because, you know, you think when you drink, you're like, I'm happy. But the fact is you're happy then. But the next day, it's a depressive, and that's when you get the oh no. Like, oh no, I'm a terrible person. Oh no, I can't live my life, blah, blah, blah.
Oh no, where are my pants?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Just once.
I mean,
it could happen. Hey.
Just at one time. You know, you lose your pants
once
one time.
Everybody
and then
down
they call you. Anyway.
Judgy.
And then your skin. Your skin looks terrible, especially if you're drinking hard liquor. Wine and beer is not so much. But you have blotchiness, more wrinkles, and enlarged pores.
You know what that's from? Falling on your face drunk.
Hey, is that rosacea thing?
No, rosacea is a totally different thing. That's sort of like an irritation. Don't throw all the rosacea people under the bus thinking they're drinking too much.
No, that's just what people who drink too much say they have.
Okay.
No, it's just rosacea.
Okay, there, it's rosacea. It's blossom nose. Okay.
Really just rosé.
So anyway, if you take a look in the mirror and you have those things happening to you,
cut
you're
that.
A lush.
Okay, coming up next, ladies and gentlemen, because this happened to me day before yesterday. You ever have the ATM eat your debit card? ATM ate my debit card, so we immediately went into research mode. Where you should never stick your debit card. Coming up next, right here at WROR. As you probably know, right here on the Lorna Wally Morning Show, we are here to serve and protect. So here's something that happened that don't let this happen to you, and we're going to help you out, and it's going to help you economically. So day before yesterday, I'm just minding my own business. I need a little cash, so I stop at a standalone ATM. In a shopping plaza.
Big mistake.
Okay. And I go in and I, whip out my debit card. And this goes, you should never.
Interesting turn of phrase.
Never put it, never put it in a slot it shouldn't be in. Yeah. So I put my debit card in, you know, and it takes it in. And I put the pin in and all that stuff, you know. And I'm going to draw out like $100 or something like that. And it, all of a sudden, it just starts. Meep, and it doesn't, and the card doesn't come back. I thought, oh, this can't possibly be good. So I wait and I wait and I wait. And then, you know, the next thing you do, it's like waiting for an elevator that's not coming. You just start punching random buttons and there's no phone or anything to call anybody. And then if it comes up on the screen, your card has been retained for security purposes. I'm like, ah! So this cost me an hour that I'll never get back again.
Why? You stood there for an hour?
No. I go from there to the bank.
Oh, I would have just been like, whatever.
A bank branded, you know.
Yes, a bank branded.
Bay
yes,
Bank?
Like a real
yeah.
Bay Bank.
Yeah, Bay Bank, yeah. No, Shawman. So I go to the bank, and I get in. And
an
I,
hour
I,
to find
I,
it.
I sit down with a representative, and then I have to go through all the paperwork, and I have to get a temporary card. And they say, like, 5 business days, you'll get the regular one in the mail and all that sort of thing. And so then while I'm there, you know, hey, have you thought about upgrading your checking account? Well, no, I hadn't really thought about that. Well,
that's why you never go in person. What,
okay,
are you crazy?
So what are the benefits of this? Well, so they tell me the benefits. I think, well, okay, I'm leaving money on the table. So I go ahead and I update the whole thing. And so anyway, it ends up costing me an hour of my life, but it's probably going to save me some money in the long run. So LBF tells me, well, you should never be using your debit card. There are certain places you should never put your debit card for any number of reasons. So we decide, okay, what we got to do is help you out this morning so you won't make the same mistake.
Yeah, I can't believe you put it in a random machine.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just mistake number one. God. First up, don't put it in some janky ATM that's not associated with an actual bank. You're going to get the ATM card version of the clap. It's just going to not good. It's not good.
Wow. I'll keep that in mind.
Those are easier the ones, to hack.
Yeah, they put the little, you know,
scammers on it. Skimmer. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Got to be afraid of skimmers. People who can pick up the information on your card and then go to Florida and buy a big screen TV.
Gotcha.
Okay, gas pumps. Another one. No.
Really, people gas pumps.
Great place for card skimmers. Just use your credit card. Buy and get yourself a little Sudoku. You save 5 cents a gallon. Or go inside and pay. Or crazy, use cash. I hate that. And they make you have the
cash. That's why
yeah.
I went to the ATM in the first place.
To get the cash?
Yeah,
I know.
Cash.
I'll just write a check, thanks.
Okay. Restaurants. And
go inside and get it approved, okay?
Restaurants. And I didn't know this because. because I'm always at a restaurant, and if they're one of the few places where someone else runs your card, so you run the risk of somebody using a handheld skimmer. Not to say that your waitstaff is going to be doing that, but you know, to be safe,
use a
credit card.
Hadn't thought about that. You're right, because you hand them your card,
and they could take a photo of your card and use your stuff to buy stuff online. Brilliant. I wish I knew that when I was at El Torito. And then I was a waitress there on the internet. You can never, and oh my God, Dave Falcone does this quite a bit.
Always use a credit card on the internet.
Yes, he uses his debit card for any purchase online. It's not a great idea because they can get your stolen info online. It's just easy to hack stuff. So don't, you really only should use your debit card in the situation where you used it, but you used it on a wonky ATM. Go to a reputable ATM, stick your ATM card in there and get your cash and never use it otherwise.
And you can usually recognize them because on the side of the kiosk it says, irreputable bank machine.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.